Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning, America, and the world, the universe, Canada, Australia, Europe, the UK, everyone who is here listening to the show. And if I didn't mention your country, it's only because I probably am geographically challenged. So good morning, everyone. I adore all of you. I'm so happy that we have the universe, the world, and everyone from different places listening. I feel like you all know that from what we talked about with this total solar eclipse that happened the other day, about how people for 2.5 minutes or maybe more shared. They didn't care who was standing next to them, big, tall, fat, thin, old, young, black hair, brown hair, green hair, yellow hair, any red hair. Everyone was in unison. Everyone watched the eclipse. And everyone for those minutes were in total bliss and awe. And I love that because I have a feeling the world is going to be like that. And I only hope it is in the time frame that we see. I know it's coming, but gosh only knows it might take it. I mean, we have the Aquarius age of 2,300 or 800 years. I hope it's sooner than later. Anyway, I don't subscribe to any religion, political party, anything. So I just want love and peace around the world and the universe and beyond this world. So I want to let you know you are talking and listening to Bonnie Albers on air. And I am the hostess with the mostest, although you wouldn't know that this morning, Bonnie Albers. I want to say hello. Hi, Becca. Hi, thank you. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Jay. I just adore all of you, and I thank you for being here. And I am looking at chat right now. So thank you. I love that you are all in harmony, and I'm in harmony about what happened with the eclipse. I will tell you, I had a heck of a time this morning, and I'm so glad I got to be here. But I was up all night. I don't know if you are. I hadn't slept much since the eclipse, but like the other night, I was sleeping. So I thought, okay, my energies are back to going to sleep. And I'm really wired, so it's not like I'm tired or anything like that. I get up energized. So, because I have 6 of my 8 planets in Leo, by the way. And even though I'm a Cancer, which I try to deny, but, you know, I still have some of those traits. I have to tell you that by the time I fell asleep, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, which is Eastern. And then my sister called me at like 6. Okay, now you know that I didn't have much sleep. And I can't find my glasses. I can't find anything. But what I did was throw cards for the show. I can't see them very well, but I could feel them. So I am going to tell you what stories. And it's crazy because I feel like this happened yesterday. I told you that I had to switch cards and switch positions. Well, today I actually got 2 of each card. So Spirit wanted the message of 2 alternate messages given. So there must be 2 people or more, maybe thousands that listen to the show that need one of these messages. But I want to continue with what's going to go on before I go into the cards with tomorrow. It is Life Between Lives, which is one of my favorite subjects. Of course, they all are, with Jerry Humphries. I feel like we finally got clear what he and I need to do to get my UK guests on. So let's hope that works out. You know, and the reason I've got to throw this out there, especially for you, Crystal, because you answered a question for me. So I asked before I went to sleep, that I remember my dreams, and that my dreams I would know the meaning of. So I'm throwing this out at you guys. I know you can answer this. So I dreamed, this is just crazy, in the 2 hours that I was asleep, that I was in a radio studio. I think I was there. And I had to leave for a few minutes, and I left it with 2 people. I don't know who I left it with, because I guess they were just, you know, employees there. And I didn't feel like I knew them. But I asked them to continue the show. When I heard the show, it wasn't my show. It was like something they put on from I don't even know where. So So I kept trying to call on the show to yell at them. Well, I'm not a yeller, kind of, but I wanted to tell them, what's going on? That's not my format. You're not doing it. My show isn't the same. What are you putting on? You didn't cast this by me. And they wouldn't let me on. Oh, my Lord, they wouldn't let me on. Can you imagine? I mean, the show is all, you know, is my life. Besides the other, you know, life I have, which is my kids and my husband. And my kids are the ones that consume most of it if I'm not on the show. So I couldn't get on. I was writing, texting, calling, and I was going frantic. And then finally, I got on because the show, I tried to end the show. Finally, I got on, but it was after the show. And I heard a very sweet voice say, I said, this wasn't my show. Why did you do this? Why did you put this on? This is not my format. I have no clue what you were doing. It wasn't even like, it was metaphysics. It was whatever you know, were put on. And I don't appreciate it. You should have passed this by me. And in a nice, sweet voice, I heard someone say, Bonnie, this show is bigger than you. It isn't your show. So I'm throwing that out at you guys. Okay. I will get right back to you to see what you think. Of course, it's all about me, and usually I don't do this, but it just happened. So I got two sets of cards, guys, and I want to tell you there's a story here, and you know me. You can't make this up. I use my flower therapy deck. I use my unicorn deck, and I use the life purpose deck. What's your soul here for? And then I throw an animal card and what the angels want to let you know. Remember, they came out in twos, except life purpose and the angel card. So the first set of cards is the first one set that came out is peer pressure. It is the beautiful primrose. It's a pink flower and it's got some purple and yellow in it. Don't let others coerce you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. Again, I will clarify it once I read every card in the story. The second is love from your parents. No matter what, your mother and father love you as much as they can. I love that word. Okay. And then the ox, which is your spirit guide card for today. With this spread, strength, endurance, patience, and perseverance, clearing of karma, accepting what is, standing strong, plowing through, elimination, create space for magic. Oh my gosh, what? These three cards, peer pressure, there's somebody that's feeling some pressure in their life, whether it's from friends or family, love from your parents. You know, you are loved as much as you can. Sometimes you think it's not enough. Sometimes you weren't here to have it enough, but not every parent loves the same way as you look at another family. So you have peer pressure from others, but know that you have love from your parents as much as you can get. Might not be a lot. It might be overabundant. And that's because you need to stand strong, you need to endure, you need to have patience, and you're clearing karma. And I have a feeling whoever this is for is clearing karma from their parents and have to forgive them and understand we all don't come down here knowing you're going to have it easy with the people who should make it easy. And peer pressure is that you know what's right. You know what's right and what you have to do to stand in your strength. To understand love isn't the same for everyone. It isn't the same in families, it's not the same in soulmates, and it's not the same. The only thing it is the same is pets, because they love you always unconditional. And it's not the same actually that you give pets. So I love this. Your angel card is giving and receiving. I mean, you know, people say, oh yeah, I give, I receive, but really some people have a very tough time either giving or receiving. It's usually not both. Okay. So, you know, you can, I'm a giving person. But do you allow yourself to receive? Are you the one that when somebody tells you how wonderful you are, or gives you a gift, you always say, oh, no, not me. It's okay. No, no, give it to someone else. Or I don't really deserve this. Or no, let's do this over here. You are blocking yourself from receiving that love. So the entire universe operates in cycles similar to your inhalation and exhalation. When you only exhale or give, or only inhale and receive, you become out of rhythm with the universe. For optimal health, energy, and replenishment, balance indulgence in your life with the exhalation and inhalation. I feel like you all know what that means. We're all guilty of it in some way. You know, you do, and you tell people, I do so much, but where's the receiving? Are you actually blocking the receiving, or are you not allowing it to come in? Because it should be like Libra, the balance. The next set of cards, is open your heart, the red rose. Your potential for greater love creates an opening your heart needs. Blockages and wounds from your past will be healed, and you will net the true passion you seek. Then light. See the light within yourself and everyone else. So when you open up your passion, when you open up and you open your heart, could go with, let yourself receive, then you will have true happiness, true love, true light, and whatever that means for you. And the raven is your card. Magic, mythical, legends, and lore. The raven is calling you to awaken to mystery, enchantment. It is time to shapeshift your life into what you want it to be. This is all about love. This is about opening your heart to love, letting the light in, and using magic, myth, calling for awakening, mystery, enchantment, letting love in to shape, shift your life, which is change. We read that yesterday, into the life that you want. So here's all about love, and here's all about acceptance. I mean, how can you, like, you know, I don't love pulling two cards, because then I've got to go, whoa, 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 and I have to see what that means. But there is messages in both of them for someone here. So I hope that you were able to take them, and I hope I wasn't too discombobulated in giving them to you this morning. But one is about, I'll rehash it, peer pressure. You know the right thing to do. Don't let anyone convince you to do something that you know that your intuition says is not for you. Love from your parents. Don't expect total, complete, absolute love, unless that's what you were brought up with and have. But understand that sometimes we're not here for that. We're here to learn about love, learn about parental love, learn what you do and you won't accept in love. And then you have the ox, persevere, clear your karma, which I feel has to do with family karma for this one, stand strong, plow through, elimination creates a space for magic. Once you understand that people, that you can't expect people to love you the way you want, they also have a karmic path. You have to accept the way they love you, either accept it and understand that it might not be for you totally, and they're either opening their karmic vault or your karmic vault to create understanding and forgiveness. And then giving and receiving. Please let yourself give and receive. I don't know that it's always on an even basis, but it has to balance it out somewhere. And then the love reading. Open your heart, the red rose. Bring in light and bring in the raven who wants to change your life. So I hope that somebody gets the message here, because sometimes, like I said, I got my cup of coffee. I haven't been on my second one yet. So I hope that has made sense to you. I am going to Bonnie. This makes the best MC for it. I'm not sure I get what MC or spirit host. Well, I love that. That could be it, because you know I am not in control. Spirit is. They work through me. So and I really don't want control. I want spirit totally. So I am so happy you thought of that, Crystal, because you know what, or felt that you were the one that brought me the 12 months bridge between the here and now. Okay, Becca, let's see. I love that. Hi, Brenda. Blessings to you, my dear. Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line. 603, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi. I was just
hey!
Listening.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad I have you on, because I haven't talked to you for a while. Oh, my goodness gracious, girl. I mean, I have had a heck of a morning. And, you know, usually I'm pretty good. I wake up like 2 hours before, you know, I put a show on. And I get really involved in pulling these cards, having my coffee. But today was totally crazy. So it was very interesting. But then that spirit, how have you been?
Tired. I don't know. This eclipse is just exhausting, and yet I can't sleep. So, yeah, right with you on that one.
I get it. Yeah, I totally get you. But you know what? Some people, Becca, and this is why I'm so glad that you called and I get your take on it, but I can't sleep or couldn't sleep for about 4 days. But I was energized. I was happy. I wasn't like, oh, my God, I can't sleep. I was just wired. I know that Ron Cole, who's my astrologist and had been our house astrologist for a while, so he got sick, and he's getting better by the month. He is the same birthday as I am, 7 years apart, and he couldn't get out of bed. He said his energy was totally drained. So which one was yours, energized or drained?
Energized. I could have got up and cleaned house in the middle of the night, and I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Then you're just like me. And I love that. That's such a positive note. What's your take on the solar eclipse? What do you feel like the solar eclipse meant for the world, for you? I know it has to be in a certain house for you to feel what's going to change in your life. But what do you feel that solar eclipse meant?
I think it's all about letting go of the things that are no longer working for us, the things we've held on to that aren't supporting us, and bringing in change. The last few days I have felt really emotional, but like it's more a sense of letting go. You know, like there's no reason for me to be emotional, but I've had tears in my eyes. Like, okay, I know there's a big change coming, and I know I'm walking away from everything that was, but yet I have no idea what's coming.
I love that, because Becca, I love when there's change. I love when I don't know what's coming. In fact, if I didn't know what was coming tomorrow, I'd be happy as a clam. So
it's like a slight sense of sadness, because you know you're letting go of what was, you know, but yet at the same time it's the excitement of, you know, something's coming.
Well, you know what? If you listened to the show yesterday, and I don't know if you did, the cards were all about change. It was change, change, change,
yeah, I did.
Change, change, change. So I love that. And, you know, people think, oh, you know, well, now we're out of this solar eclipse. It's another day or two. But people don't realize that this is an energy form. Or I know people do realize that. I shouldn't say that. I always think that, you know, because of when I'm enlightened, that I think everybody else should be. That an energy form, this energy form goes out almost 2 years. People can feel it, depending on what the house in is, 2 years. And then it starts to dissipate. So if you didn't feel, you know, anything right away, if you didn't feel the change right away, but you feel the energies of change, it is coming, sisters and brothers. It is coming. Does that just sound like a preacher? I don't know. I
am a preacher, so.
Oh, well, that's why. And I know Brenda in chat put Brenda Bradshaw put sister in, and it just stuck with me. So maybe that's why I said it. But you know, what's really interesting is that you understand change. Change doesn't always happen, and it could happen in a blink. We have Uranus hitting certain planets, and Uranus is sudden change. So there will be sudden changes that on a dime, you'll get a call. Somebody will say, hey, you know, I'm in town. Can you go with me for coffee? And you think to yourself, I haven't heard this person in 6 years. Sure. And then you go there and you trip over, you know, a ticket and you play it and you just won the lottery. I mean, I know that sounds, you know, crazy, but that's what sudden complete change can be. Or you get a call from a company that says, hey, I know we haven't, you know, finalized all of our applicants, but you know what? We decided we want you. You need to be out here in a week. So, you know, change can come very quickly, which you wish.
And that's the call we're hoping we're going to get.
Well, that wouldn't be sudden and complete change. We've been waiting for you for this call. I told you September is when I feel like there's going to be some movement in that call. So that wouldn't be for you sudden and complete change. You have been waiting for. It'll be interesting what's happening on that front, because I pulled a card for you. But what's happening on that front?
Well, their regular HR person, human resource person, had to go out on leave. So they had to get a temporary in there, and she just started yesterday, we found out. So it's kind of, once they get organized, then they'll start the process of interviewing.
Well, what's really interesting is, so that other person was eclipsed out for a reason, just for a little while. So this person might actually be seeing something that the other person doesn't, even though you feel really good about that other person and your husband being interviewed. It might take this other person to say, and weed other people out and say, no, he's the best candidate. And then boom, it happens. So I do think you'll hear something in September. But you know what's so funny is when you came on, and I said, right before you came on, I pulled a card for the first caller, and the card that I pulled, Becca, was the Eight of Pentacles, working hard, seeing success, nose to the grindstone as the pentacles are growing, which is the root chakra, your base. It's all about earth, and it's the number eight. Well, the number eight is this month, so you've got about a week for this month. And you have one pentacle.
Right.
He's working on one pentacle, and the next one is by his feet. So if you look at it, and he's working on that pentacle, and the number eight comes up, the one lying on the ground is nine. So I believe that September, which is nine, you are going to hear something very positive, because this is a positive working card. I don't know how much better you can get except the Nine of Pentacles. So this is, or the Ten of Pentacles, which I don't even know. You know, Ten of Pentacles is total complete bliss in all earthly, situations. And this one is getting there. So I so know this is for you, Becca. I have no doubt in my mind that the Ninth Pentacle that's on the ground is the one that you're going to be picking up in September. It's a Virgo month. Well, so is the end of August. So anything in Virgo is a workhorse. It's a earth card. This is an earth sign. This is an earth card. It's all about you getting that message in an earth sign. And the next earth sign we have is Virgo. And that's when you're going to hear. So I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, I figured they'll set up the appointment this month, but it'll be next month before he has the interview.
Well, just remember, Virgo started already.
Yeah.
So you are going to.
My son is a Virgo. I have a child that is a Virgo.
So you should know. You're going to hear this month, which is eight, but it's going to be in a Virgo, which is an earth sign, which is nine. That's when either you'll hear good news or the interview. But I'm telling you, I see, you know, the eight is almost done. He's, you know, he's going to have to put the eighth one on the tree or whatever that is that he's posting it on. The ninth one is sitting by his feet. It's yet to be worked on. So I'm telling you, it's the next one, and you're going to hear very good news soon. So that's
good,
my take.
We need it. It's time.
Well, I have some news for you. So when the show's over, you know, it'll be very, very interesting. Oh, I want to hope, you know, everybody says, Bonnie, you give all these scenarios, and then everybody stops, you know, saying anything, but something crazy happened. So we'll see. Anyway, I am so happy to talk to you. Stay on, because I want to pick up 347, and then I'll get right back to you. Because I'd like to, before I pick up 347, we are going to talk tomorrow about Life Between Lives with Jerry. I know that I've asked you before, but I'm going to throw a question right out at you. Do you feel that if we don't want to come back, do we have to?
No, I don't think you have to.
So
I think it's a choice.
Okay. I do too. But and do you feel that the choice that if you have a karmic vault material and you need to learn something for your soul, do you feel you get nudged or you want to come back?
I think you want to. I mean, the whole point of coming here is to learn and grow and develop our own spirituality. So, and heal ourselves. So we're healing by our experiences and from what we learn. You go through your life review to kind of look at, well, what came up for you and how did you handle it and what was the outcome and could you have done it different and that kind of a thing. And then you decide, what do I want to do about it? Am I okay with that? Do I see what I need to see of it? Or do I need to go back and work on this some more, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I love that answer. And do you always feel, and I don't want always and never I want to throw out, so I'll take that back. Do you feel that we can, that there are other universes and planets that this also happens on, and we could say, you know, I believe we live in different and alternate spaces. So do you feel
absolutely.
That? Yeah. Do you feel like
I've seen the parallel universes.
Well, do you think my parallel universe is I'm like a big movie star having this great show?
You could very well be, yes. You could be, yes.
And do you think the other alternate me is seeing my daughter happy with it, love, and my son very successful?
Oh, they are. They have totally different lives in the other worlds.
Well, as long as I'll recognize them, it's fine. And do you, I always feel that Art and I come around together. So, you know, do you feel you have the same scenarios with the same people, just different outcomes in those universes?
I think you could, but I think it's probably different.
See, I love that. So what you're really saying is that we work on different, growth.
Levels for different things, yeah.
Okay. I'm so in tune to that. And the other question that I've got for you real quick is, so we're made of stars. You do know that. I mean, I know everyone knows that. Our DNA is of stars. They've already proven that. We have star DNA. Do you feel that that there are other mixtures of it on different galaxies and universes that also
I do.
And tell me why.
Just my own experiences with spirit. I've got photographs of energies that are not normal human. You know, caught it by physically seeing it with my own eyes and then took pictures and captured what I was seeing. So I know I wasn't imagining it. It was in my picture too.
I love that. Can you describe, do you feel they're all of positive nature? Because we don't do negative nature on this show, but do you feel they're all that positive? I just can't. Well, you know, I just gave you an answer not to answer. But do you feel that the ones that you are
seeing? Do you want to know what I think?
Yes.
I think there's both out there, honestly. I do. But I think what you allow is what you get.
Absolutely.
I think my personal belief is we only experience what we can comprehend. If you're not at a level that it would make sense to you or you would understand it, it's not going to happen in your world.
I absolutely agree. I think that is the best way to put it. And I always say to people, and I will, you know, ask you, I'm sure you've heard me say this, we all come down in a different vibration. And when we meet and we, you know, it would be like your soulmate. People always say, when am I going to meet my soulmate? And I always say, well, you have a certain vibration. When that vibration, when you meet the vibration that matches why you're here, what you're here for, and what you need to learn, and the vibrations match. Like if you're a baritone and you're a acapella, you're going to make a nice song. But you're not going to hit the same note at the same time because you wouldn't hear. So if you're an acapella and hear acapella, you're going to mesh together and be one. So that's the way I feel about energy and about, you know, people come in different energies to learn different things. There's people who are much higher forms of energy, who have been around a long time, who have known, who are master teachers here. And there's people who come down with a little bit lower energy, that the next time they come, they're going to learn enough here and experience enough of that lower karmic ball energy to next time come with a higher vibrational energy. And each time we come, we increase our energy vibration, but all people don't come in the same, or all, I should say all beings don't come the same energy vibration, or we'd all be back in our, you know, spirit world as all one. So what do you feel about energy vibration?
I agree. I feel like what we put the most energy into, we create in our world. So in our own life or in the environment around us even.
Absolutely.
I hear your phone ring.
Yeah, you know, this is reality radio. You do know that. So the reality is, I haven't gotten everything off this morning, but I did turn it off because I don't get it. But you know what? I switched, you know, time so much. You know, I'm playing with time also, and I know I'm scattered about this, but I'm really big about energy and coming down in energy. And I feel that, you know, I'm not the highest energy vibration coming here. I'm enlightened, and I hope the next time my vibration comes to help others in a higher energy vibration. So when my energy meets my soulmate, go ahead.
Each experience we have that we actually kind of learn from and actually heal from raises your vibration a little bit more too. So it's what we can let
Absolutely.
Go of, and when we learn to not let things impact us. That's the hardest thing, I think, for us, is to be able to see that other people's issues is their issues. It's not really about you at all.
then Becca, you got to understand that everything is about me. So I really have a lot to learn.
You do.
Well,
you think God sent
you.
Me your way? No, I'm kidding.
Well, listen, whoever knows me, whoever contracted to come down with me, and by the way, all of you would have, what does that say? You know, takes one to know one is what I'm hearing. So, no, and you know, I am very lighthearted and kidding about that. I am so in awe
of
everybody.
Well, we can know things, but not necessarily apply them to our lives.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, I always kid everybody. It's always about me, but I give to, you know, but the about me is always spread to others. And I hope everyone knows that, because if they don't, that's why I'm here. There was something I did want to tell you, and it was about universes. What do you feel about pets?
What do you mean?
Why do you
pets
feel
are cool.
You know, they're super cool because they give unconditional love. Why do you feel? Do you feel that we pick those pets before we come? Do you feel the pet picks us? Do you feel that they already know that some people will have them forever and some people will not? How do you feel about why pets come with us? I just, you know, Becca, I just figured out why they're called pets. They're called pets because we kept them. I mean, I thought that was going to be a big acronym. Like, you know, I'm thinking, I wonder why we call pets, dogs, next, the backwards is God. You know, I believe that, you know, dogs could be, they're given to us through God or whatever the universe, whatever you feel God is, because they are our man's best friend. Cats, I don't know, they don't call man's best friend because they bite. You might not think so, but I love dogs and I love birds. I love everything. I wouldn't have everything. But then I think, well, I pet. Well, because we pet them. Is that crazy? Somebody said that to me and I'm like, wow. It took me all 60 years to know that.
It's true. And through petting them, we're healing them, but they're healing us too. So it's an energetic exchange.
Absolutely. It's called an energy exchange. And we're going to talk about energy exchange on the show about money, because it's really, I was very enlightened about energy exchange. And I don't look the same way about people doing or giving money. And I'm going to get into that one of my discussions. But I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to go to 347 because I know they have been waiting. So if you, unless there's another question you would like to ask me, is there anything else? Okay, I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
347, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, hello, good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Latima.
Latima or Latina?
Yes. Latima.
Okay, Latima. With an M. Latima.
Yes.
Oh, I love that, Latima. Okay. Oh, I feel like I'm starting to want to do a salsa. And I don't know that that's maybe because I said Latina, but it isn't. It's because I feel like you, you like either I'm moving my body. So either you like to be involved or in the middle of things, or you like to have fun, or you like to dance. There's something about you because I cannot stay still. Okay, Latima, what did you want to know from me today?
I have a question. I have my daughter in this new daycare center. And the energy from her teachers I'm picking up, I just feel weird. Like I can't trust them or something. When I come in, they don't, like, you know, give me a greet that I feel comfortable for my child to be there. I just want to know if I'm picking up the wrong energy or is it just me?
Okay. We got to start over because I'm feeling that you're more empathic than you know. So you might actually be feeling the feelings of others, but they might not have to do with your child. So let's start again. So you're is it a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, so your daughter just started school. Is this what I'm picking up?
Yes.
Okay. And so you went into the school and you felt bad vibes or negative vibes from teachers?
Yeah, because they told me a certain time that she had to be there, and I came like a little late, and it happened like twice already. And they were saying something about how she couldn't eat or something because I came a little late. But it's like the energy I feel with them. Not, I understand the rules and everything, but I just don't want them like to have, because I just transferred my daughter from a different daycare, and my friend was working with her, and me and a friend of mine, we had got into it, and I didn't want her to take her like a bad energy out on my child because she was a teacher. So I'm just like feeling nervous about, you know, daycares now.
No.
Because I just felt a bad energy with my friend.
Yeah.
So I switched her from that school. Yeah, I switched her from that school. I put her the one closer to where I live at. And I don't want to have the same energy with this school. So it's like my mind is just like racing.
Okay. So here's what I'm picking
sure,
up. And
you know,
yeah, here, I'm good, and I don't blame you. And I tell you that a mother's intuition is better than anybody or any psychic you could call, so because that is psychic intuition. But I have to tell you, I pulled, and don't get nervous, but I pulled the devil card. And you know what the devil card means?
No.
Okay. It means two people, which would be you and maybe the teacher, are chained together, but it's loose chains. And the devil standing there, sitting on a chair, you have the ability to go anytime. You just don't. So for me, this is that when I see the devil card, it's you who can release the chain, which means there's no bondage here. It means that you're bringing in these ideas and you can get the ideas out. You can stop this at any time. Because what I'm feeling is this school actually, or this daycare, is actually stricter than the last one. And there's a reason. They want structure. And if you don't adhere to their rules or explain why, and they don't like it, you are going to see pushback of that. But it isn't, they're not going to take it out on the child. But what they want you to do is, there is a reason they're doing this. This is what I'm getting. This is what Spirit's bringing to me. You have to make an attempt, mm-hmm. because if you don't conform, they have no control. So they have to have control in order for, one, the count to be correct, two, the food to be right, three, they need to have structure. And when you don't and you're late, it throws them off. And what you'll feel is that negative vibe, not towards your daughter, but towards the rules they feel you're breaking. At any time, because this devil card showed up, the devil made me do it, meaning that you don't have to, you could get her there in time, you can be on time, you can't take their structure, and because they want to adhere to it, and this is what I'm hearing, it's not me telling you, it's Spirit, you can't, you could do it at the last daycare, and I don't know why. This daycare is going to teach your daughter more than you could ever know, but you've got to make sure that that mold is kept. So if I were you and you're feeling this, I would take a big deep breath. I would clear yourself of negative energies of your own, because some of this is you and of others, and I would explain to them in a nice way, I am so sorry. I know I was late twice. Not acceptable. Not giving you an acceptable. I know you have certain rules. Please forgive mm-hmm. me, because I'm not used to this, and work with me. And when you do that, okay. All the energy is going to change. So no, I feel you're okay.
Okay, I have a question. You said the energy. You say you see the devil card. When I wake up in the morning, it's like I try to be early. Every morning, I even wake up early, but it's something in my mind. I just feel like I just move so slow, and I'm late with everything. Like, I don't know what it is, and I'm still about to cry right now. I'm sorry. Because like, I'm trying to think of a motivated person, and I...
Okay, listen, it isn't just you. I have a friend who's a lawyer who couldn't hold a job because she would start out at 7 o'clock in the morning. She didn't show up at the office until 10. Then they fired her at each job she had. Was she a bad person? No. She tried really hard. But what it is teaching mm-hmm. you is that you there's something about your life that doesn't want you to get up and be the person you want to be. But you have the ability, this is the devil card, to do it. And mm-hmm. what you need to say is, I am going to beat this addiction, which is that I can't move fast, because daughter means the most to be in my life. And I don't want her to not succeed because I can't. And so, and not mm-hmm. that you can't succeed in life, but you can't get her there. In every aspect of your life, whether you are dressed, I mean, you have to have something on, whether you've eaten, whether you've done anything, you make sure that you get out that door. If it takes you 15 minutes to get to that school, you leave a half an hour early, okay? And mm-hmm. when that happens after 3 or 4 times, you're going to find out, one, what has stopped you, and two, is that you can change it, because it's you that isn't breaking this cycle. It's you. So mm-hmm. it's something in your past that will not allow you to move forward, and it does, and your own mind says I can't succeed. So why should I try? I try hard, but nothing works. That's what your brain is telling you. But your psychic mind is telling you, break the chain of that and you will have a different life. But you have not successfully done that. But the devil card tells you it's in your hands. It's in no one else's. Because the chain around you and a devil, you can pick your arms up. They're there at your side and take the chains that bind you off. There's no lock. There's that, you know, the lock is not locking you to anything. It's yourself that is. So if I were you, I don't care if you have to leave with one shoe. If you have no gas in the car and have to call AAA, you leave at least a half an hour before the time it takes you to actually get somewhere. And after about four or five times that you are successful and that you can do this, you will understand the universe better. And you're going to get the accolades you need, and you're going to get the smiles you want, and your daughter is going to get the attention she needs, that now you have broken the chain, and then you can all apply it to the rest of your life.
Okay. But you do see there's like heavy energy on me, right? It's just like kind of like weighing me down.
Yes. I feel that the energy, though, is yours. So where you want to blame it on someone, the devil is not going to let you do that. It is yours. You need to clear yourself. You need to get a white candle. I'm going to give you some candle magic. Get a white candle and get just light it, have a beautiful scent in it, and say, I can do this. I'm human. Well, right now you are anyway. And maybe you're not all human, I don't know. But right now I'm going to say you're human. And I have the chains that bind me, and I'm not going to let that affect my daughter. Because if I do, she won't get anywhere in life. She will be the same. She will look at you as one day that you caused adversity, that people maybe didn't give her the attention, but they gave somebody else the attention because they felt that you didn't respect them. It's about a matter of respect, and I don't feel you see it that way. It's a matter of, do you respect that sense that you will do anything to get your daughter there like everyone else? When you say, no, I'm two minutes late or I'm 5 minutes late, what you're saying is, I don't respect you. So if you think of it in those terms, because I don't feel that you ever want to be disrespectful, I feel you really, 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 I keep hearing, want to try. So it's a matter of respect. If somebody didn't respect your daughter and they treated her not nice, you would be wild. You'd be off the chain. Well, that's how they feel about how what you do with their time. So I know this is just about time right now, and there are other issues in your life that you have to look at also. But let's start with your daughter because I feel that that is the one soul right now that means the most to you. So let's start with breaking the chains for her that bind you. And then when that comes off and you can see, you can get her there on time. In fact, you should be early. When you're early and you smile and you walk in after three or four times, the energy, I promise you, will change with you, with this daycare, and with your daughter. And once you see that change, you're going to want that change to continue in your life. So then you're going to look at the next thing and know, hey, I did this. I don't have to be like this. I don't have to let the past creep up with me. And you are going to succeed in a lot more than you actually can see right now.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know
what question with it.
Go ahead. Yeah, one more question.
But it's with the same thing. It's so did you, with the other daycare, did you feel any bad energy or was it just me, like with the teacher, with a friend of mine?
I feel that the respect issue went there also. So I feel that it could have been different. The outcome could have been different had your outcome been different. And I don't know what that means because I'm listening to spirit. So that would mean either the situation you knew you weren't right, but you were not gonna, you were gonna be right, or you knew you did something or said something that you shouldn't, but you aren't gonna take it back. You didn't like something, and instead of discussing it, like two adults, you just decided that you were right and they were wrong, and the argument or whatever it was, you started, you used almost your daughter as a shield, and you took her from there and put her somewhere else. It's a shame, because I don't feel that was a bad place. But what I feel like is you've made the decision, and if you're going to heal wounds, it's not going to be right now. So I would suggest trying this. Use this as training wheels. Use this daycare, because I feel like this daycare is more structured, and I don't know why. And I feel your daughter might need that. And, you know, I always believe that that when we are at a total eclipse, a partial eclipse, and a retrograde this month, and I don't know when this happens, but it means it eclipses out what you can't and you didn't do. It makes room for a growth and new expansion. It brings back from the past what you have to deal with. And if you walk away and don't deal with it, it's going to come back at you. And that's what you're feeling at this other daycare.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is look at the situation. You have to deal with the situation. You should still deal with it. You have to resolve it, and then you have to comply with what's going on. And when you do that, oh my gosh, you'll have a brighter, clearer, and most wonderful future for your daughter.
Oh, okay, I feel much better about that now. I'm going to try to lift the weight off my shoulder.
Yeah, you have to, okay? And will you let me know how everything's gone? Will you let me know? Just remember, take a deep breath, and don't take a deep breath and know that everything is a compromise, okay? And just because you're late, that's no compromise. That's rule breaking. A compromise would be, can I bring my daughter? My daughter can't eat this lunch. And the compromise would be, if I had to make her lunch every day, would you be able to give that to her? School would say, well, if she has allergies, we would have to comply. And yes, that's compromise. Compromise isn't, oh, I'm 2 minutes late and you're going to have to accept it. That is arrogance. Okay. And I know you don't want that.
Okay.
And I know you don't try, but you've got to look at that in what's going on with, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Oh my gosh. If I can help you and your daughter and everyone, please, that's what I'm here for. I want to tell everybody I've got about a minute. I'm going to look in chat because I want to say hello and goodbye to everyone and just take a look. Pet energies transfer. Well, I love you, Becca. You know that. And hi, little fairy. Readings for you. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, tomorrow I have Jerry Humphreys in the house. So much to say on Life Between Lives. That's why I try talking with Becca a little bit so we can get someone else's opinion. No, you know Jerry. He's so worldly, and he's just such a fabulous, awesome spirit. We will find out from all of you what you think, too. Thank you for joining me this morning. I am headed for my second cup of coffee. Anybody here who doesn't have one or doesn't drink coffee, I am sorry, but my Keurig is plugged in, and I need my second cup. This morning, and I love all of you. Without you, I don't have a show, and without the show, oh, my heart would break. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a fabulous, awesome, love, and blessed in any way in the higher forms of life day. Bye.